Speaking of Pentecost, Pentecost is today as we celebrate the, what we call the birthday of the church. But Pentecost is not only in the New Testament, it's also in the Old Testament. It's a Jewish, it's one of the seven, I think there's seven feasts that the Jewish people celebrate. And Pentecost is one of them. Penta means 50. And the Pentecost in the Old Testament, they celebrate 50 days after Passover. So here we are, basically maybe 49 days, but when the Holy Spirit came and Jesus told us about the Holy Spirit, it became 50 days after. So here we are on Pentecost Sunday. The scripture I want to share, a little long, bear with me, but it tells the story. New Living Translation. On the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like a roaring and a mighty windstorm in the skies above them. And it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages. Some translations say other tongues, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Godly Jews from many nations were living in Jerusalem at the time, and when they heard this sound, they came running to see what it was all about. They were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were beside themselves with wonder. How could this be? These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in the language of our land, where we were born. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people of Mesopotamia, Judah, Cappadocia, Pontus, and the province of Asia, Philgar, Pamphylia, Egypt, and these are some of the things that I can't even say to you. So don't feel guilty when you can't say them because they're tongue twisters. But they all heard in their own language. In the areas of Libya, which is in Africa, Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabians, and we all hear these people speaking in our own language about wonderful things God had done. Makes me think, you remember the Tower of Babel, when God decided that this is not good for these people speaking all the same language, and he confused the languages, and here they are hearing God's message that everybody can understand. They sit around amazed, perplexed. What's this mean? They ask each other. But others in the crowd were mocking them. Oh, they're drunk. Then subtitle in the next section says, Peter preaches to a crowd. Then Peter stepped forth with the 11 others, apostles, and shouted to the crowd, listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews, residents of Jerusalem, make no mistake about it. Some of you are saying that people are drunk. And is it true? It's much too early for that. People don't get drunk by 9 o'clock in the morning. I have to disagree a little bit with Peter because I did many times. But now, you see, this morning was predicted centuries ago by the prophet Joel. And I quote the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And in these days, I will pour out my spirit upon all my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above, signs on the earth below, blood and fire, clouds of smoke. And the sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon will be blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But this is the key. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now God added blessings to the reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word with a little Ralphieism added.